But fear turns you away from a good employee. But you know, you're carnal, that's what you're supposed to do. Sons of God seek revelation and understanding. They don't seek a show. They seek understanding. Sons of God seek revelation. Carnal people seek things that will cause their flesh to be entertained. They do. Natural people do. Natural people love entertainment. Carnal people love entertainment. But spiritual people want some understanding and they want some revelation because they know they got to learn how to operate this. See, it's all right to shout, rim, but tell me something. Because if I come up to you and tell you, just hold on, because everything gonna be all right. If you hold on, God'll show up and show out. And when he show out, then you can show up because you've been holding on. So here's what the Lord told me to tell you. Hold on, hold on. Hold on, 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 hold on. Well, what you get, 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 what you get? Because that kind of preaching just gonna set you up to ask another kind of question. What we're holding on to? How long is a little while? I done held on long enough, man. I mean, dear God, I'm about to die. You still talking about hold on. I'm evicted out of my apartment. You stand saying, hold on. They done took my car away from me. You saying, hold on. To what? That stuff feel good when I'm hearing it. But a mature Christian knows that when all this emotion dies down, and if I don't understand how to do this, I'm gonna be in the same position I was in all these years, holding on to God's unchanging hand. You got to hold to his hand. Got some changing hand. The next question's gonna be, for what? Where the hand at? I must not have it. Time to become spiritual. Quit being so doggone carnal. Sons of God cannot be offended. Sons of God are not envious. They're not jealous. They're not unforgiveness. They're not backbiting. Sons of God are not strifeful. Sons of God walk in God kind of love, especially towards those who've wronged them. And if you've been wronged by somebody, it won't be the first time and it won't be the last time. You live in an evil world, a wicked world. And in order to survive it, not survive it, to conquer it, you're gonna have to grow up into sonship. See, an element of a son of God is they know how to walk in love. It's easy to love somebody that loves you. But he's not talking about that natural love. He's talking about a God kind of love that says, you know what? Even though you've wronged me, I'm gonna still do you good. I'm gonna do you right. Yeah, you dogged me out. I need to let you know that. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I love you. The Bible says to feed your enemies and give water to them. Why? Because he said, I'll take care of all of it. That's a sign of a son of God. Mature Christians know how to forgive and walk in love.